Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Do we blame the anti-vax movement for that?
Well, yes.
Some are calling for penalties like higher health care premiums, even jail time.
These anti-vaxxers, they're crazy. They're wearing tinfoil hats.
These outbreaks are due to the anti-vaccine movement.
The footage you're seeing is real. It's happening in Germany, it's happening in China, and it's now happening in Australia. Police with six-foot sticks patrolling the streets in Germany, making sure you stay 6 feet apart. It's not enough that you took all the three or four shots and are sick. It's not enough that you've got a vaccine tracker passport they now admit is logging all your movements to the authoritarian state. Now you've got to be used to government contact with the general public that aren't criminals. You're being trained to be a prisoner from the moment you're born. Little children are being indoctrinated into this. This is the biomedical takeover, the main way we predicted they would launch their New World Order operation. I've exposed this for more than 20 years because the enemy has salivated over it. They have given constant speeches and written white papers and books on this plan. That's how we know what they're going to do. But paradoxically, even the politicians and leaders that supposedly oppose this, like Senator Paul and others, eat around the edges of it and just try to dunk on Fauci. Oh, look, they now admit masks don't work. I'm dunking. Oh, they now admit. But without ever explaining, that was always part of the plan. So the UN has now announced that we knew this was the next phase. We told you this 22 months ago. That first they would roll out the first shot, then the second shot, then the booster. And then that doesn't work. It was another booster. And then they said in Australia last week and at the UN this week, okay, it's a permanent program. We've got to give you new shots all the time for the mutations of COVID-19, which they now test for the common cold. So they're outlawing you being allowed to have the common cold. And, of course, the so-called vaccine makes your body create a toxic spike protein. And so they can then slowly depopulate you. And once they've arrested you and put you in one of their camps, they can then give you special batches that are mutagenic and you'll die of cancer within just 3 to 6 months. And this is how they take you away. It's how they kill you. It's how the people killing you don't really know they're even part of a depopulation plan. All they know is they go along with the first phase. They don't get the shot that kills them. They get the special lot. And so they go along with it. It's about worshiping the biomedical state, putting up the image of nurses and doctors that get into the fear as gods. Gods saving the earth through depopulation. And this is all the Club of Rome, Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, David Rockefeller, Great Reset, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Davos Group operation. And I have all the admissions, all the statements, so many videos, so many statements, so many admissions that, yeah, we're colonizing your body with nanochips. You can't stop us. The head of Pfizer, the chief futurist of the Davos Group, Klaus Schwab, I mean, they're all over the place saying this is the end of society as you know it. And you notice it's not a good place they're taking us to. Massive censorship, total control, and now hundreds of articles today in the U.S., in Australia, everywhere, in the U.K. Look at these headlines. London Telegraph, from prison threats to fines, how the world, you mean the globalist, is turning up the heat on the unvaccinated. You mean on the people? Because you're always unvaccinated. What does an unvaccinated and vaccinated person have in common? You're never fully vaccinated. And they're announcing the camps here in the United States. It's unbelievable. and everyone pretending that they're part of the system going along with this are the biggest fools of all. Your compliance is bringing hell upon us all.
Back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. It's been out of stock for a while. It's one of three sleep aids we have at InfoWarsStore.com. This one has been very popular. It sold off the shelves. It's back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. This is probably the strongest sleep aid that we have, I would say. Knockout, Rocket Rest, both great. Comes in pill form. This is the liquid tincture, and I think this is probably the most powerful one. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. This is, if you haven't done an iodine challenge yet, if you haven't done the iodine challenge, what are you waiting for? Now is the time. Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Living Defense Plus and the Organic Greens Fiber Caps. We have a limited supply of these right now, but we want to sell them all out so we can order a new batch. It was very popular. The Organic Greens Fiber Caps. But we have all kinds of other great supplements that are great for so many different things. Take advantage of those.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, it's very simple, Pete, right? You just have to look at Africa. They didn't have the death rates from COVID that were predicted. And what is happening over time is that the entire response to COVID and everything that we were told about it from the beginning is being exposed and it's falling apart. The lies are coming apart. And really now there's no justification for putting people out of their jobs or forcing vaccine mandates for a disease that ultimately is very treatable. It's cheap to treat. Medicines are available all over the world, and it has death rates that compare very much to seasonal flu. And so in that moment, what you see on Dr. Fauci, this is what people say to me, that he doesn't represent science to them. He represents Joseph Mengele, Dr. Joseph Mengele, the Nazi doctor who did experiments on Jews during the Second World War and in the concentration camps. And I am talking about people all across the world are saying this, because the response from COVID, what it has done to countries everywhere, what it has done to civil liberties, the suicide rates, the poverty, it has obliterated economies. The level of suffering that has been created because of this disease is now being seen in the cold light of day, i.e. the truth. And people see that there's no justification for what is being done. So as they're being exposed and the control is slipping away, lo and behold, another variant surfaces. And nobody should be surprised by that, because there will be more variants.
There will be more variants to the end of time, because this is an authoritarian world government depopulation takeover where the most sacrosanct property you have, your body, now belongs to the state. And all over the world, old ladies and children are being arrested for being outside without their COVID passports that are now official and permanent, all run by the United Nations and its private counterpart, the public arm of the Bilderberg Group, the World Economic Forum, or the Davos Group. So people ask me, Alex, what is it like to be totally vindicated and to see all the main leadership of the pro-human fight waking up and fighting back? And that's very positive. But it's also very, very sad, because folks think this is bad. I know what the next phases are, and we won't be on air, and most of us will be dead. And so I just want everybody that works for the system to remember that. I'm not the one that's going to kill you. I'm not the one that's going to have a revolution with you. I'm not the one. No, you've killed yourself going along with this. By increments, following orders, and doing this, this is a designed, controlled collapse of civilization. I want to explain something to everybody. A lot of people from my Saturday show and my Sunday show, I saw in the comments, not a lot of, not the majority, but a hefty minority, were like, oh, Jones is calling for peace. Jones is calling for not being violent. Jones is calling for not overthrowing the government because he's scared and because he's selling out. And no, that's not why I'm doing this. It's because the globalists want conflict. They want a civil war. because they're losing intellectually. That's why they've launched the medical biomedical tyranny system as their only smokescreen, their only hope of stopping us from taking the planet back. And so strategically, the worst thing to do. Plus, do you think that the Justice Department and the FBI actually run the country? Do you think Congress really does? Do you think President Biden does? Do you think the governors do? And the answer is no. You know, I don't like Xi Jinping, but early last year, he gave a speech in a hotel to the security agencies and heads of the Communist Party in China, several thousand people. And he said in that meeting, and there's even been New York Times and Wall Street Journal articles about it, and I actually went and found the Chinese People's Daily, and then the full text was in another one of the party's groups, but it translates to the truth, the party's truth. And I read his whole speech in English. It was a long speech. And he said the number one threat to our communist program is the mega corporations. And he goes ahead and says, yeah, sure, they helped get us into power, and they've been using us and our people, but they're the enemy. And they want to depopulate, and they want to enslave, and they want to deindustrialize. And when they're done taking down the West using our labor and our people, they're going to take us down. We need to decouple from them. And he said, I'm announcing incentives to have three children. We're no longer going to kill the second born. And in fact, we're going to incentivize more than three children. We're not going with the globalist depopulation plan. Incredible speech. Same thing with Bolsonaro. And he's not a communist. He's the opposite. But I don't care if you're a communist or a populist like Bolsonaro. You need to choose life and a pro-human future. Because if you choose the New World Order depopulation plan, you choose tens of billions dead. Because not just those living, but into the future, they'll be culling numbers. And it will cause wars, and it will cause total destabilization, and it will cause complete collapse. And there's no way the Rockefeller Carnegie endowment plan carried out by the Bilderberg Group, the Davos Group, is going to work. Because human nature just doesn't operate like that. They think with smartphones and AI grid and social credit scores, they'll be able to enforce it. But it's not going to do that. And it's designed to collapse society, but I'm saying it's going to create and is creating an uncontrolled collapse. Yes, China is banning men not seen as masculine from television. They put homosexuals in work camps. I'm not saying that's a good thing. They are promoting having three or more children now. They've broken with the New World Order. And so what did Soros come out and say? Soros said Xi Jinping is the new Hitler. Well, he certainly killed a lot of people, and as I would say, in the same category, but he's a Hitler, doesn't like you. Plus, you actually work for Hitler, buddy boy. So, see, that's the big seismic shift. That's the levels I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about Africa. I'm thinking about Eurasia. I'm thinking about South America, Central America, North America. I'm thinking about the real global players and what they're actually doing. And then all this mindlessness with the militias always being trained by the FBI provocateurs in their midst and the Defense Department provocateurs in their midst and the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL provocateurs in their midst that, oh, attack a federal building. Oh, go shoot up a synagogue. That'll stop the establishment. Oh, yeah. We're dealing with human cloning, human animal splicing, publicly going on everywhere. We're dealing with a world off the rails. I've always talked about the big picture and the million-foot view. But understand that the globalist held Russia captured for 80-something years and had a depopulation plan there. And the Russians have finally struggled out of it. Doesn't mean they're perfect. They've got their own problems, their own authoritarianism. But that's what you fall back into when you're under that type of outside attack. That's a normal function of survival. I'm not defending it. The Chinese have been a project of the New World Order since their own revolution in the 40s that was aided by the CIA. And so the fact that Russia says we'll pay you to have more children and we don't want sissy men on TV, and China has adopted that, shows they've chosen life. And I can tell you, at the highest levels of the Communist Party in China, they listen to this show. And at the highest levels of the Russian government, they listen to my show. At the highest levels of the Brazilian government, they listen to this show. And Tucker Carlson listens, and Joe Rogan listens, and anybody that's smart listens. And that's not me up here bragging. I'm telling you, it's because I have the best handle on what's going on from actually researching the academic level papers and then integrating it into a world unified field theory. And if people don't decide to choose life and to choose peace, we're all dead. And so I'm just, you know, never going to commit suicide and love life, but I'm just making preparations and really feeling guilty every day that I'm even here instead of in an extremely rural area around just a few people I can trust and just praying every day and trying to grow crops and getting close to God. Because you're going to see a massive exodus in the coming future to the countryside. And then the cities are going to collapse. Everybody's going to run. And it's going to be war. Total war, folks. So everybody better just get ready. I am not anybody's enemy. I don't want this to happen. I told you it was coming. It's here. And the globalists are just pawns of Satan. The only enemy I have is Satan, and I can't defeat Satan, but Jesus Christ, who's in me, can. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Just create Sentinel and MIT that have the kind of shining producer shipped into the country to kill millions. They didn't just work overtime through Wall Street to deindustrialize and sell off all the major industry in the Midwest and other areas of the country. They didn't just promote and push systems to collapse the family. They're now coming at us with the poisons and injections that erase your immune system, give you cancer, and make heart problems. Because they're killing you. Because it's a war. Because they've taken over through the financial system and don't need us anymore, and are bringing computers and robots online to serve them. The outer members of this globalist death cult believe they're going to kill 90% of the public. Now members of the cult, and I've met and talked to some of the top people, understand they are slated for destruction as well. You understand, I have met with top scientists, top. I have met with top people in Hollywood. I've met with top people in the government. I've met with top people that are been part of this but don't want to be part of it and don't know what to do. And I told them I don't know what they can do. Because if you've been part of this group and you speak out, they have a directive to kill them. These people are risking their lives even to talk to me. So there's not much time left, okay? This isn't a game. This isn't a game. Somebody needs to get extremely focused and crystal clear on what you're dealing with, and that's the only way out of this. And the globalists are going to make their run at depopulating everybody. They're going to make their run. The Bible says they'll fail, but a fourth of the Earth's humans will be killed. That sounds like a low estimate, but I'm sure it's true. And people ask, am I trying to scare you? No. You hear these stories where wildfires, there's 50-mile-an-hour winds, and wildfires are traveling a couple miles an hour. And you get the emergency call, get out of your house now. The fires are 10 minutes away. If you don't get out in 10 minutes, you barbecue in your house and die. And you're like, well, how do we get out of this? We have a giant awakening to the program and how horrible it is and what it is and what the enemy is. The UN, the Davos Group, the Carnegie Endowment, the Rockefeller Foundation that runs the CIA publicly. They're in full command. And if you look at their ministers and their top people, they look completely scared. When you see the CIA director, the former head of the Carnegie Endowment, he looks like he is in front of a firing squad because he's being ordered to do this. Do you think they like the moment we're actually at? General Stubblebine told me when he was in meetings with these people in the 80s, when he was the head of the Army, and the Army was trying to talk him out of this stuff, that the people there were government leaders, presidents, prime ministers, and they were scared. His wife, on record, treated heads of state. They told her the same thing in the 2000s. That's how she told Jesse Ventura on his show what was coming and how they'd use lockdowns and the shots and all this. This is a damn plan, people. You understand this? And even heads of state, even queens were like, I just don't feel good about it. It's terrible to get rid of everyone. It's going to be such a calamity. But if we don't, the carrying capacity we reach, there'll be giant wars. So if we don't trigger this now, it won't be controlled. But I just feel terrible about it. Don't you, the great Cully? And they write books talking about it now and saying, but the people that say they love it and enjoy it in Wall Street Journal, it's going to be, there's going to be no humans soon. It's so great. We're obsolete. Viruses are going to kill us. Yeah, viruses you made. And they tell you, it's your fault. Global warming caused superviruses to come, and now you're going to die. No, you made them in a lab, and COVID-19 is just the first salvo. So even heads of state are not running things. And they are scared, and they should be scared. through a school that my son was going to when he was 5 for a couple of years. I got to know some top scientists that were very well off and had done very well, and then run out to the Texas Hill Country from Maryland, where they'd lived, doing work in these groups, and they were just completely freaked out and scared, because that was in the late, like 2010, when Rima Labo was saying that the plan, because they did a test then in 2009, 2010, and said, we're launching operations in 2011. What you saw launched in 2000, they said, all right, prepare everyone. And then they went and had their meetings and got their orders. You know, you put your cell phones up, you go in to a Faraday cage, and you get your directive. And it's a global directive group. They don't have a name for it. And they go in and they're telling them, all right, we're launching operations in 6 months. Get your family, get yourself ready, and be ready to report to these stations. We'll have a cure for you, but not for others. And we're going to go ahead and launch airborne Ebola. Remember right around that same time, Dr. The head of the biology department at UT, Pianca, said on the news, he said, soon I'll be dead, my whole family, but we love it. It's for the earth. Airborne Ebola will be released imminently. That was 2007. He said within 3 years, because he was in a deeper cell of it. On his own UT website, he says, I love Lucifer. He's dressed in druid robes, and he wants you to die. Completely out of his mind. But that's, he's the head of the UT biology department. And the head of the UT botany department basically told my dad the same thing in the 1960s. Tried to recruit him. So, this is a death cult. And they told him that they were going to launch it in 2009, 2010. Labo and Stubblebine ran to Costa Rica because they were told by their sources it was imminent. But that was a drill to test and see if their people were going to go along with it. Labo and Stubblebine had since gotten out of it, but they were told by their sources and by heads of state. So these are the real discussions they have. I mean, you know the Pentagon has on the record plans. If there is a war and things collapse and there's 100,000 survivors, say, coming from Chicago after it gets nuked, a year after, towards Cheyenne Mountain to dig out the alternate government, that they've got weapons and things to kill those people before they, quote, take out the seat of government. They're not going to help people on the surface when this all goes down. So I'm just telling you, prepare to die. And I don't want you to commit suicide. You need to spend your energy and time warning people and getting them ready. And that's the only hope. That's why it's not going to be 90%. If you believe the Bible, they're only going to kill a quarter during that period of mass killing. There's a buildup to it. So, I mean, I'm telling you what's going on. I mean, I didn't just get up here on air and say all this just to say it to scare you and put myself in the crosshairs of the government. But this is out of my hands now. I tried to stop the being launched. We're out of beta. They pulled the trigger. We're in it. The collapse has begun. And I love you, and I care about you all, and I'm so sorry. I could have worked harder. I could have done a better job. I'm serious. I have failed you. I'm so sorry. I'm serious. So, oh my God. I mean, this is so horrible. And all the liberals and leftists that don't give a damn about anything, they're laughing. And the owners of a major basketball team just says, I don't care if China has death camps. I start laughing. I mean, it's the soullessness. Does this idiot think he's going to be safe when all this is going on if he doesn't care about tens of millions of people, 3 million of them that have already been basically murdered? But he thinks it's funny because he's a selfish monster. It's the name of the game. We'll play that when we come back. Then I've got the war with Russia that they say is going to start anytime from tomorrow to the middle of next month. The Pentagon believes the war officially starts in the next month.
UN-run contact tracers aren't coming. They're here. All over the world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany. These tyrants are tracking everything you do, everywhere you go, and then coming to your house and threatening, in some cases, actually taking people away into the night to their facilities. And they're planning in the next year to expand their SHIELD process, where they come and take, quote, healthy people away and put them in facilities for their safety. This is nothing less than martial law. And one big thing you can do to fight back is to get high-quality Faraday cages, many of which are made here in America and are very compliant, meaning U.S. government military grade, at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the entire line of Silent Pocket ready to ship to you when you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we have big backpacks, we have special dry bags, we've got them for cell phones, we've got them for laptops, we've got them for iPads. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So protect your privacy today and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
So Laura Logan has been dropped by her talent agency for pointing out that Anthony Fauci is basically the angel of death. That's exactly what they're doing with these deadly shots. And she says they may take her off Fox for telling the truth. So here she is talking about the reality of what's happening. I'm going to play the clip again first. And then I want to play for you another one of these billionaires making his money off the slavery in China and off the NBA being a big popular thing in China, saying China does nothing wrong. And that's just like USA Today saying pedophilia is good and we should abolish the family. You say, why are they saying all this? Because it's their coming out. They've been exposed. We were close to kicking them out. We almost defeated globalism 5-6 years ago. Around the world, it was in trouble. And so now they're just saying, yeah, we are authoritarians. Yeah, we don't care. Yeah, we got private security. But you're not going to have police, and you're not going to have your own guns. Die. But while you're at it, watch the NBA. All this collapse happens. Tech CEO, NBA co-owner. Nobody cares about what's happening to the Uyghurs in China. Up to 5 million of them in camps, millions killed over the years, mass executions just because they're Muslims, and they're not radical Muslims that are attacking the government, but because China wants that area for living space, Lebensraum. So here's Laura Logan, famous reporter, husband, high-level CIA. She's trying to join humanity. I didn't even know she was at the event I was at a few months ago in San Antonio. Missed her just by minutes. But she's obviously red-pilled, and she knows we're in trouble. And she doesn't want things to go to black pill where there's no hope. But we're going from red pill to black pill. But that's okay, because we're going to have to finally call out to God to save us and to intervene, and God will show us. And that's how it works. So get your soul pointed at God, at Jesus Christ, and do it fast. And I'm telling myself that every millisecond. So here's Laura Logan, what they don't want you to hear, said over a month ago, going to get her taken off television. But that's okay, because she's now on the right side of history. Here it is.
Well, it's very simple, Pete, right? You just have to look at Africa. They didn't have the death rates from COVID that were predicted. And what is happening over time is that the entire response to COVID and everything that we were told about it from the beginning is being exposed, and it's falling apart. The lies are coming apart. And really now, there's no justification for putting people out of their jobs or forcing vaccine mandates for a disease that ultimately is very treatable. It's cheap to treat. Medicines are available all over the world, and it has death rates that compare very much to seasonal flu. And so in that moment, what you see on Dr. Fauci, this is what people say to me, that he doesn't represent science to them. He represents Joseph Mengele, Dr. Joseph Mengele, the Nazi doctor who did experiments on Jews during the Second World War and in the concentration camps. And I am talking about people all across the world are saying this, because the response from COVID, what it has done to countries everywhere, what it has done to civil liberties, the suicide rates, the poverty, it has obliterated economies. The level of suffering that has been created because of this disease is now being seen in the cold light of day, i.e. the truth. And people see that there's no justification for what is being done. So as they're being exposed and the control is slipping away, lo and behold, another variant surfaces. And nobody should be surprised by that, because there will be more variants until the end of time. We'll never be free of them.
And next hour, I'm going to go through over 30 articles, mainstream, saying it's wonderful. We're finally going to arrest people that don't take the shot and take their children and forcibly inject them. CNN, MSNBC, ABC News, London Telegraph. You see, suddenly, we're not partway into the New World Order. We are deep, deep, deep. Just suddenly, oh, yeah, Australia's going to start taking the children. They're already going to arrest old ladies outside walking their dog. Oh, the police are out with 6-foot poles to keep people apart in the streets. I mean, this is real harassment by the state, by the system, using the pretext that they're protecting you from a virus their bosses cooked up and released for control. And all these useful idiots don't understand morals or common sense. So they're all the nanny state taking your rights away to keep you safe. But Australia has the highest numbers of illnesses and deaths ever, supposedly. And, of course, since the vaccinated, they admit that account for 90% of the sick and dying. Their answer is more shots. Australia suffers deadliest day of pandemic as Omicron drives up hospital cases. That's all coming up. But first, let's go to this really sickening evil owner of the Warriors saying genocide is not happening, says CCP isn't a dictatorship, and that the U.S. is, quote, no better. Well, we're becoming no better with our leadership. You're right, because of people like you that have no morals, you little demon, preaching to us to not care. So see, oh, yeah, they got death camps. So what? We're building them, too, here. Oh, all right. See, that's globalism. Discredit America, bring down our rights, our freedoms, our basic liberties, and then say, oh, it's all bad, just get rid of it. In fact, liberty was the vice. So here's a well-known basketball player, Eames Canner, on Tucker Carlson, countering this BS last night.
I'm just telling you a very hard...
I'm telling you personally don't care?
I'm telling you a very hard, ugly truth, okay? Of all the things that I care about, yes, it is below my line.
repulsive human being, obviously. You got to kind of admire his honesty. Can't be honest. We're glad he was. So the Golden State Warriors issued a statement that read this way: Mr. Polyapitia does not speak on behalf of our franchise. And, of course, the billionaire himself issued a statement saying, well, my family came from a country with mean people. And by the way, the United States has human rights abuses, too. Even more repulsive than you would ever imagine. Of course, the Golden State Warriors didn't even mention the Uyghurs in their statement. You wouldn't want to upset China. Say the word Taiwan. We dare you. Enes Kanter Freedom knows a lot about how this all works. He plays for the Boston Celtics. He recently became an American citizen. He's very proud of that. Second time he's joined us, and we're glad he's here. Mr. Freedom, thank you very much for coming on tonight. So to hear someone say it, oh, I like your shirt. To see someone say that as clearly as this owner just did, like, I don't care if they're murdered by the government of China. How do you feel when you see that?
I remember we had a game today at 12:30. And my manager texted me this video right before the game. And first of all, I couldn't believe it. I was very angry, very disgusted, and very disappointed. And, you know, his comments were so... I was like, I couldn't focus on the game because of his comments. I mean, you look at the Uyghur people. What's happened to the Uyghurs is one of the worst human rights abuses in the world today, and there is a genocide happening while we're talking right now. And him going out there and saying, I could care less, is a shame, and it is disgusting.
I mean, so you just became an American citizen. To see the most privileged, the richest people in our society, some of them anyway, just say out loud, like, I don't care about anybody but myself making money, having power over this country. I mean, that must be kind of discouraging as someone who just got here.
You know, the funny thing is, this guy owns a company called, actually, I have it right here, called Social Capital, where they pretend to care about social values, and this is a virtue signal, and I have all these recordings here with me. He pretends to care about others, but the only thing he cares about is money and promoting the CCP propaganda. And it makes me sick how he's using social justice to make money for his company. And I want to ask him one question. You know, one question, if your mother, if your daughter, if your sister was in those concentration camps and getting tortured and gang raped every day, would you still think about money? Would you still remain silent? So I want him to answer that question.
Yeah, I mean, greed is a sin. People used to say that out loud. No one ever says that out loud now, but you obviously understand it. And I'm so glad you said that, and I'm so glad you're in this country.
The system only lets you become this rich and powerful in almost all cases unless you're totally evil and corrupt. That's why the middle class and the independently wealthy out there have to pour your money and energy into fighting this, or you're going to lose everything. I mean, it's now down to the wire. And people inside the Chinese government leaked hours and hours of footage of them being loaded on trains, taken and executed, bags over their heads, thousands a day. They don't work properly in the slave camps for Apple. And it's like, well, hey, it's all right if Tim Cook says it's fine. I mean, Tim Cook's gay. I mean, he can run death camps. I mean, come on. I mean, he's allowed to. Death camps. So that's where this is all going, ladies and gentlemen, and it's very, very frightening. And if we let this happen to them, it's going to happen to all of us. All right, they're trying to start World War III with Russia. The Pentagon says it's imminent. We'll cover that.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Make the scene. Star Spangled Banner. Blood is in the wind. Time hustles those. Wait to die. Sweet Soul Sister. No more souls around here. This takeover is successful. Everybody used to seeing people disappearing and being taken away. They're walking down the street without their mask on or without their vaccine passport. You don't want the government to put this experimental shot in you? It's killed so many? You're going to prison, baby. Doesn't matter where you are in the world, it's all run by the Carnegie Endowment. They finally made their move. You can pretend all day you're going to be all right going along with the system. But you're not going to be. And you're going to find out faster and faster how dead on I am. 100% certain, because I got all the documents. All right, let's get into it right now. And there's so much news. It's just incredible next hour. And then we have Ollie Alexander joining us. In the third hour, and so much more today. Paul Joseph Watson will host the fourth hour ahead of Owen Schroyer in the War Room. There There is already a proxy war that's been going on for approximately 3 years, a little bit longer than that, but physically, as U.S. military advises Ukrainian troops battling what's known as Little Green Men. And the Little Green Men are Russian troops, or Spetsnaz. Now, I have that from sources, but it's also well known, and it's been in the newspapers on both sides. It's an overt war that was covert. And the Russians grabbed Ukraine, that is the seat of the founding of Russia, almost 1,000 years ago. And so it would basically be like during World War I and World War II, we went back and forth. But there's been periods of time where Ukraine has been in the hands of Europe, and as those empires battle. But Eastern Ukraine is undoubtedly the founding place of Russia and what is Russian culture and systems today. And the main Russian culture that dominates the rest of the largest country in the world is in the West. And then that's the European arm of the culture that's Russian. But the first modernization was about 1,000 years ago when several individuals, wasn't it Slavoslav the Wise? I always butcher Slavic words, I apologize, but he set up the modern reading and writing and things in Russia. Russia had been a Viking stronghold, and there were some Viking castles and Viking systems that were based there, but they then picked up from the Wise what their system was. And I'm not going to go into a long history thing on it. I've just read over it. It's fascinating stuff. But what they're trying to do right now is take over historically what has been part of Russia since its founding. Now, you can argue that Western Ukraine, you know, in World War II, Western Ukraine was with the Nazis, and they're blonde-haired, blue-eyed, and more German. But the point is that Russia was founded in Ukraine and in Eastern Ukraine, and they see it being taken and their main pipelines into Europe being taken, and it's very strategic. So you don't need to be a Russophile to say that it's Russia's prerogative to defend that, and Russia has says they will. And here is the former four-star general, main Fox News military analyst, Jack Keane, on with Larry Kudlow. I'm not going to play the whole thing. The full thing's on Infowars.com. Saying, oh yeah, Biden's right. The Russians are going to launch a false flag. It's already begun. And attack their own forces, and they're going to invade, and they're going to take eastern Ukraine. I don't think they'll take the whole thing. And now Britain's putting troops in, NATO's putting troops in, and they then discuss maybe going ahead and just attacking the Russian troops with NATO. When if you talk about communist or evil, Russia is not doing a vaccine passport. Russia is not doing forced inoculation. Russia said no to all this. And I'm not saying Russia is a wonderful place or, you know, run by perfect saints, but Russia is more American than America is in blue cities. And Russia is more European than Europe is now. So that's the reality of what's going on, not some bull. So here's General Keane. He's all tough. He's conservative. Well, he agrees with Biden. There's going to be a false flag. Imagine, when I would talk about false flags 20 years ago, the media said that it doesn't exist. Well, it got declassified by WikiLeaks that the Army teaches Green Beret captains and up how to stage false flags. So I can assure you that in all of military history, staging stuff to blame your enemy is the bread and the butter when you want to force multiply a bunch of people. And there's a lot of evil stuff that's gone on. And all major governments do it. And I have no doubt that the Russians will probably blow up one of their own bases and sacrifice a few hundred troops or something to say Ukraine did it. But they don't need to because Ukraine is attacking and the U.S. is attacking. So what they're saying is, oh, we're going to attack. We're sending troops in. We already got troops there attacking Russians. And if the Russians fight back, well, it's a false flag. And he says we need to pin the rose on them now and explain that it's only them that will attack their forces, even though Western forces in NATO are already attacking Russians. Russians have been dying. Westerners have been dying. It's all being classified. And why is this so important? because everything Biden's doing is about a false flag here in the next 294 days ahead of the midterms. The whole thing's set. They're preparing it. So I agree with General Keane that governments do prepare false flags. You see the signs. You see the propaganda. You see the preparation that Putin's getting for his people to go to war. Now, will he stage a false flag? I don't think he needs that. The Russians are sick of this and know it's their country, basically. Their birthplace. Not just their country. Their ethos. Their origin story. You know, Superman came from Krypton. Americans came from New York and Virginia. The Russians came from Ukraine. That's their nest. It's the house they were born in. And they're being told it's not theirs, that it belongs to Joe Biden's son. And so here we are. But the fact that Keane has to admit that the groundwork's being laid, and you can see the pre-signs of a false flag, well, that's how it works. That's how I knew before 9/11 they were about to do it. That's how I know all this, because you see the pre-programming first. And yeah, they're telling you now that we're already at war with Russia. And within the middle of this month, the middle of next month, it's going to start, and Putin's going in. Because they know they're not going to stop. They're expanding NATO. They're expanding color revolutions all over the place. They've got operatives all over the former Soviet Union. And you're going to see an attempted overthrow of the Russian government very, very soon. And this could, and the Russians put their nuclear subs on alert. They announced the world 3 weeks ago. They launched them, and they've got them all around the U.S. coastlines. And we're like, well, we got more than them. We'll kill them better. Yeah, great. They've only got 20,000 warheads, and we've got 50,000 warheads. This is wonderful. Let's kill everybody. And then the best part about a nuclear war is the nuclear power plants are going to go down, even if they're not hit. And then when they go down, they melt down, and they're thousands of times worse than a hydrogen bomb. Because a hydrogen bomb dissipates almost all its radiation. Nuclear reactors don't. Let's use a gross analogy. A hydrogen bomb blows up and burns up your city, has a little bit of fallout, but it's the equivalent of passing gas with radiation. A major reactor melting down and blowing up is the equivalent of a major city sewage treatment plant blowing up. That's how much more crap there is, okay? And this is untenable, unlivable, suicide, insane asylum, crazy town, but that's where we are. Because there is a demonic, evil force that wants to destroy life on planet and wants us to decapitate our children's genitals, wants us to turn our little boys into girls, wants us to do all this, and Russia and China are saying no. And they've got their own problems. But they are not flowing the satanic energy quite like our leaders. I'll start the next hour with what General Keane had to say, but let's just play the first minute now, because this is amazing. Here it is.
I'm particularly interested and, I guess, disturbed to get your take on it. This talk about a false flag operation that suddenly the White House is saying mid-January to mid-February, and oil markets around the world are now seizing up. So you're up about 10 or 12 bucks just in the last few days. What do you make of it, General Keane?
Well, I believe it, to be sure. The administration is releasing classified information that they have, and I think they're doing absolutely
all
right,
like
the right
I said,
thing here.
We're going to come back the next hour with all this. So see how everything I told you all these years is now in the open. And it's not about I'm right. I focus on the actual leaders and what they're doing, not off, oh, CNN, ABC News, and all the crap they feed you. But now we've got to the point where it's finally the end game, World War IV, all of it. And it's just insane, because the bad guys are running our country.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.